I got a chance to work with these conductors. I mean, Berg was supposed to be the guy. You know, he's from Germany. He's dead now. Matter of fact, when I went to Germany, I told you, flew into Munich, talked to the guy who drove us in. He knew about Berg, and you know, the orchestra members were like terrified of this guy, you know, because he's, you know, he's supposed to be so mean and so ruthless. And my good friend who played in the orchestra, piccolo player, his name was Freddie Maroney. He's a good friend of Clement Baroni, my teacher. And they both played piccolo in the band, you know. My teacher was playing piccolo in Detroit Symphony after he left Houston. Mm-hmm. But everybody was so terrified of Berg. But for me, I wasn't terrified because, you know what? I think playing, having an alternative is good. And my alternative was playing these gigs. I was playing gigs, man, while I was playing with the Philharmonic and those other bands. I was playing my gigs anyway, recording, and it was just very, very busy. So if you fouled up in those orchestras, man, I guess maybe that's it for you, you know? Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel that kind of pressure because, I mean, I'm playing all the time. Matter of fact, man, I had an experience one night. And it was, and my teacher always reminded me, he laughed at it because he thought I was trying to what's the expression, thumb your nose at someone, or, you know, because what happened was I was recording all day in New York that day, and I had a performance with the Philharmonic that night, but some girlfriends came in town from L.A., and I'm sitting up there entertaining them at 10 o'clock in the night, in that evening, I got a call from the personnel director. He said, "Mr. Laws, what happened?" I said, "What do you mean, what happened?" He says, "We had a performance tonight." I totally blew it. Julius Baker, my teacher, was in the orchestra, and he thinks I, you know, was doing the thumb my nose. What was it? I didn't, man, it was just a genuine error, and I apologized profusely, man, but he thought it was funny, because, you know, he just thought it was funny me to do something like that. But it made, because I was so busy, man. I mean, I was probably, you know, it's just like I'm kind of tired now after having those long hours on the plane, get up this morning, start working. So a lot to do. In fact, it can't call me. I mean, I was so, I said, "Oh, my God, I'm glad you called me because I would have forgotten, man." Well, that's probably what happened there with that Philharmonic thing, see? So, heck, Julius Baker thought it was something that was intentional. Not the case, but I was just busy. And talking about going back to the Met, there were a lot of experiences I had with different orchestral conductors who were very famous. You know, Herbert von Karajan, which is very, very strong name in conducting, Zubin Mehta, and James Levine is still there. Leonard Bernstein. I'm just trying to think of some of the orchestra conductors that came through that I was able to work with. Good experience, because I mean, those names, man, I don't hear too much about other names nowadays that are, you know, that are very, very strong, unless this guy Dudamel just came in,
right?
You know, because of big hype on him. But other than that, I mean, you know, it was Bernstein and Pierre Boulez and Zubin Mehta and those guys back then.